group.com.
All right. When I realized that I was going to have the genius behind the Crime in the City solution in studio, I got excited. When I realize now a new album is coming out called Past, Present, and Future with six brand new songs, man, am I excited. Laguna Beach, live from our Pearl Street studios, this is Simon Bonney.
In a dream forever, you wanna live. In a dream forever, you want to live with me again. I want to live. You want to live where ideals, your ideas only, where perfection and the perfect are lost. To my eyes.
live in studio with Simon Bonney and his beautiful wife, Bronwyn. Welcome. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you, Bronwyn, talk out of this mic here. A little closer to you, if you will.
Okay.
You can pull it as close as you like there.
Oh, okay. Oh, look.
Yeah, look at
it. It's in it. Fabulous.
Yeah, that song was beautifully layered.
Yes.
Just beautifully layered.
Yeah.
And I must say this, that as a fan of many years, I'm so excited that the new album is coming out and that we've gotten songs that are in a vault that are finally coming out. That song is called Forever. Now, tell me about the song, Simon.
Forever, that was when we first moved to America, so that's...
That's from the... This is a past song.
This is a past. This is as past as you can go. I think it was the first one ever that we wrote.
Okay.
And yes, we moved to America, so it was sort of celebratory of a change. There was a change in our life.
Right.
We had children.
Right. That changes your life immediately.
Immediately.
It did.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that song kind of, you know, like a lot of my songs... seem to predict my future more than maybe they're aspirational in that respect.
Okay. Or warnings.
Sometimes they're warnings. Yeah. In this case, it was, yeah.
It was an aspirational fine prediction of good stuff. I didn't feel impending doom as I was listening to it.
There was no doom in that one.
Actually, you wrote it in Greece.
Yes. In preparation.
On an island in Greece, yes. Before we moved to LA.
Oh, how sexy is that? You're on a Greek island writing music, man. Nothing could be sexier than
great.
That.
It was great. And then hailstones came and broke the skylight that night.
Man, how did you two meet?
When we were 17, we both had sort of academic, atheist families.
Right.
We were casualties of the 70s, of the social change in the 70s, and our families fell to pieces. And so we sort of didn't have a home when we were teenagers, like in our early teens.
Right.
And then we both met because Simon was in crime when he was 16, like a very early incarnation. And so in Melbourne, and he's from Sydney, and in Melbourne we all heard about this incredible singer from Sydney, because Nick Cave came back with Roland, and they said, "Oh my God, we met this incredible singer." And Simon was rehearsing at the Saints rehearsal place, which was a complete pit and dive in a broken empty house.
The best places are dives.
Yes, they are.
Best places are dives.
They are. And then he came to Melbourne and got stranded there because he didn't have his fare back.
Okay.
And the band broke up, and then he ended up living in my flat, and I was living in a flat in St Kilda, which was the red light district, and we moved in there when we were 17.
Well, you immediately have to fall in love with someone you live with at 17. That's the rule.
And we were very poor, and I lived off stealing food and also going to art openings. Because they'd have food.
Yeah, of course. You wear rubber pockets so you can steal
soup.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Now, Simon, the new album is called Past, Present, Future.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, you're looking back, you're here in the present, and you're looking to the future in this album. You've pulled six songs from a vault.
Yeah.
Really, that you had hidden away, that you had in your pocket for all these years. Forever.
I pulled them out of my pocket on many occasions. I had to put them back in my pocket.
They were all tied up.
They were. I couldn't get anyone to take hold of them. Which was, you know... that was after Everyman. We had friends in Detroit.
Right.
We went and we recorded and we got a lot of support. And it was just... it was really low key.
Right.
You know, Everyman was very much a juggernaut, recorded in multiple countries and you know...
For vast sums of money.
Yeah, and major record label companies and all that sort of stuff, which is probably not a place where I should ever be. And I felt much more at home in Detroit with people living with their moms.
Yeah. I meant to ask you that because you've been everywhere. You've been to Melbourne, Australia. You've been to Austin, L.A., but you record in Detroit.
It seems like it. Like the last crime record was Detroit.
Right.
You know, Dave Feeney, who runs Temper Mill Studios, he was there when we just, you know, came and went and did a few songs and then did some more demos. And then that's what where you get the six songs from.
Right.
Over a course of 4 years. There's just a really strong, you know, Detroit and Melbourne in some respects have similarities in the sense that they're a little bit hidden. You know, right. like you can grow up in Melbourne musically right. before the world gets to hear who you are.
Right.
Like you play on the Sunset Strip, like and the world knows you for better
you're
or
born
worse
in LA. Right.
From your first yeah exactly yeah, right. yeah. you grow up in the spotlight. Whereas a lot of in my view, why there's a lot of good music came out of Melbourne was the fact that you got this separation.
A chance to grow.
And a chance to grow.
Right.
And then,
and also there was nothing to do.
And there was nothing to do. And you're quite alienated from,
and you're
from,
very,
the,
very
from your
alienated.
Brothers and sisters in the broader world. and Detroit is certainly like that as well. So
it's
you have that musical world that's, you know, existed forever and you know, you've got Motown, but you've also got, you know, the Stooges and MC5 and that whole heritage of that particular movement is still there, alive and well.
Right.
You
know? As it should be.
As it should be. And people like, you know, like our dear friend Matthew Smith, you know, he's got this little house which he's converted into a, you know, recording studio and record collection store. And, you know, that's cost of living is lower.
Right.
So it's just, you know, it's you slip on people's, you know, sleep in people's houses and make records for virtually nothing. It's good.
When I first had a chance to hear your songwriting, I think it was, pardon me, but it was like 1977, 78. So, you know, so tell me the transformation of your songwriting between then and now. And now when you sit down pen to paper now, the thought process is
now
that
he's in his 50s and then he was in his teens.
Well, we know the chronological difference. Thank you very much. But in the mood, in the atmosphere.
Well, I guess look the two. When I first started, there were no rules.
Right.
You know, I mean, and Melbourne more so than Sydney. Sydney was attempted to conform a little bit more to the kind of
rockin'.
Well, the punk rock kind of the British punk rock
right.
movement. Whereas Melbourne seemed to be more influenced by the whole kind of CBGBs, and you know, and that's such an esoteric, like eclectic kind of.
Well,
there were just so many
it was
different
more
sorts.
Artsy, really.
It was more artsy, but there were just such. You know, you had the Ramones, but you also had Mink DeVille.
It was
and
more
had,
original,
you know,
and it was more varied. Yeah,
right.
It was just very varied. Yeah. There was no, you know, it wasn't a conformed sort of style, and everybody had their own kind of look and all that sort of stuff. And that's sort of like, you know, that's how I wrote in Melbourne without, and I didn't play an instrument, you know. Mm. I still barely play an instrument.
Yeah, you did okay. I think you did just fine. I think you did just fine.
Now you're en route to becoming a
Chicago. That's right.
I didn't mean to pat you on the head as I said that. I really.
Then, you know, like the next big change for me was, you know, Wim Wenders, like, and working on film. Because just seeing how he used film, how he used music in film,
right.
like, and how much it was just sort of like you interwoved the music into the actual narrative.
Right.
And then I thought, and with Bronwyn's suggested this ages ago, and of course I didn't listen, and then I did listen. And he said, "Well, why don't you just write whatever you want?" And so, and you know, and the narratives were what spoke to me,
right.
and that's where, you know, The Last Dictator and
I said you should write stories.
Stories.
Yeah.
Thank you. You said I should write stories. And eventually, after much, I listened.
We've determined that Bronwyn's always right.
That's
so.
Right. And I, you know, I brought that to America.
Right.
You know, but I don't write, you know, I didn't want to, in a sense, I wanted to make a country record. What I really wanted to make was Paris, Texas, you know, like my own version of that, like the stranger comes to town, he looks at this mythical world because, you know, American culture, permeates the rest of the world. I grew up with it.
Right.
You know, Chips looked really exotic to me when I watched it. Streets of San Francisco. That's what I grew up with.
Right.
You know, and Gilligan's Island.
Likewise. Yeah. I could quote it verbatim.
Chips was actually just
American life.
Two highway patrol guys.
Yeah.
You know,
with clothes that were way too tight for them, by the way. Like,
yeah,
you know,
really.
How you get into that uniform, man?
Yeah, and so that's, you know, Forever was the sort of transitional record, you know, from, as Bronwyn said, you know, I wanted to do a solo record, started in Greece, ended in L.A.
Right.
And then the second one, Every Man, is just, yeah, my impression of my first couple of years here.
Right. And I do you find that the relevance is there for these songs that you pulled out of the vault that you haven't, well, I'm sorry, you've been continually putting them out of your pocket, but these songs that you wrote a long time ago are just as relevant at this moment.
More relevant.
Yeah. Yes.
More relevant. Yeah.
I think Every Man, you know,
prescient.
you know, that was an observational piece, like, so my mid 90s, when globalization started to kick in, industry starting to kind of leave, people are getting worried, you know, like, about what the future holds for them. And you know, we did, darling.
You could say that into the microphone. It's not,
drove across America. We drove across America
with our children
and Simon.
Actually, with a pregnant,
both Bronwyn. Children, one in utero.
Yes. And with our kitchen toys strapped to the roof of the vehicle. And, you know, we went through the Ozarks and we went, you know, through Blue Ridge. And all
we ended
up
in Texas, didn't we?
Well, we would have gone through the panhandle.
Right,
You know. But
and
yes,
the whole time Simon was riding.
Yes, riding and watching. And just, you know, there was just a sort of, you know, that beginning of that kind of angst and that... you know, is there a place for me in the America of the future? Like, am I... And, you know, and even musicians started to comment on things like the loss of, you know, regional diversity. Like, you know, and I give in when I'm on the highway. I'll go to the Shoney's because I know that, you know, it's not going to be the greatest food in the world, but I know exactly what I'm going to get.
Exactly.
And so the regional restaurant that maybe look a bit more down at heel, it would give me some really great, you know,
or
New Mexican.
Or possibly not so great.
Possibly, but there's no way of knowing.
Right.
So I go for the known sort of, you know, and it's just, and so, you know, JD, who worked on Every Man Forever, was saying that, you know, because he traveled so much across the states.
Right.
And he just said, you know, each year you would just get more and more of an homogenous sort of feel to each mall. Every mall would have the same sort of set of shops.
The same chains. Right.
You're eating Sbarro pizza everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
Doesn't matter what. Yeah.
And drinking Starbucks.
And I think, you know, like now, you know, there's whole lots of things, you know, we're in the digital revolution.
Right.
You know, there are jobs that just won't exist in 10 years. You know, I'm worried, you know, there are jobs that I've had that won't exist, you know, like I would never recommend my children going into certain jobs that I've had because they just simply won't exist in 10 years, have self-driving trucks, you know.
Right. You know how hard it is to find a shoe cobbler these days?
Yeah.
There you go. Somebody to cobble shoes. You just can't find that anymore.
Actually, we use a guy who's 99 years old who lives down the street. Like when I go to Melbourne, I get all my shoes fixed because he like actually can reconstruct a pair of shoes
there
to
you. Go.
You.
And that's
your favorite shoes.
Yeah. That's the only person that can is someone who's almost 100
years old.
He
taught his son, but his son is about 70.
The young man.
The young buck.
The boy.
Young Giovanni. Yes, young Giovanni.
Yeah, the two of you are going to make an acoustic EP. Am I crazy?
No, not crazy.
Okay.
Definitely not crazy. We have a house in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Okay.
And it has the world's greatest acoustics.
Okay.
I mean, you strum that guitar.
And it's golden.
And it's just, you don't need to do anything else.
It's the world's best reverb unit.
You had to travel to Thailand to find it.
Completely by chance, you know, like we had a Taoist retreat, which we found interesting. And then outside of that, there was some people attached to that retreat. And then they showed us around at the various houses, and there was It was crazy. It was designed by German feng shui master who had decided to build two houses against all the odds while having four children in northern Thailand.
In a village.
Wow.
In Thailand.
Wow.
And the German guy was saying, you have no idea how difficult this has been. It was like really like, you know, moving a mountain, because the workmen, they will build the wall and they will build and build and build it, and then there are no windows. And so I'm saying to them, where are the windows? Did you look at the plans? And they say, oh, yes. And so then they just break down the whole wall and start again.
I love her German accent, by the way. That's a fine German.
Well, we lived in Berlin before the wall came down.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
For years.
There, that's where it came from.
Which is also another island, you know, which is like Detroit, you know.
Melbourne.
They just have these.
Yeah, they're island cities with not big populations.
Berlin actually had a physical wall, but all the others have like invisible walls.
Right.
Yes. Cultural walls around them. Cultural walls.
Wonderfully put. We're about to hear Everyman Eve.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that before we hear it?
Well, you know, Everyman is it's actually 10 minutes in total.
Mm-hmm.
This is just one small section of it.
Okay.
It's just, again, what we've been talking about. It's just like someone who's searching for that place.
Right.
Where they belong. And they're seeing a world change. And they just don't see that there's necessarily a future for them in that world.
Right. If you're just joining us, we're live in studio with Simon Bonney. A brand new album has six new songs. It's called Past, Present, and Future. These are songs that were hidden away forever. We are hearing some of those tracks right now. Everyman, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Simon Bonney. Absolutely, you're good.
I'm playing the wrong song.
You're okay. So you're perfect. You know what?
I thought it didn't sound.
That is absolutely why we're here.
This is the wild human element. Yeah. This is our special algorithm.
Right. This is how this is going to work. So I while we're getting on to the right song, when you left the particles. Way back when. Yeah, I can get deep.
I have to be fair. I did not leave.
You were asked?
I was asked. My contract was not written. I could not sing. I had my own very unique sense of timing.
Right.
Which I'm slowly coming to embrace. I could not sing Going Down to the Basement by the Ramones.
Right.
And I would
sit.
I was a complete failure as a punk rock cover version band. All right. Now that we've reconvened, we do appear to have the correct song.
All right. We're live in studio with Simon Bonney, and this song, Everyman.
Thank you.
know what it's like to live in fear. My Eve didn't cry a single tear. She said it's coming, baby, it's drawing near. She faded away, she disappeared. My Eve was gentle and dear. And I want you to know what it's like to live in fear. And to have no voice with which to say no.
Simon Bonney live in our Pearl Street studios. That song was Every Man. And a great vibe, man. You carry a great vibe with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and again, I guess we've proven that Bronwyn is always right.
Always.
There is a fail rate.
Well, you know, it ends up working out. It ends up working out. Where do you go from here? Now you're leaving town. Actually, you're going to start touring soon, right? You start in Nashville, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so when is Nashville starting?
We leave on the 4th.
Okay.
And the first date is on the 5th in Nashville, and the last date is on the 16th in Asbury Park.
Okay. And the again, if you're just joining us and you missed any portion of this, you can catch it on the KX93.5 website. We'll have a podcast of up of it later. The new album is called Past, Present, and Future. Some amazing tracks on it. Can I ask you about a song that we're not going to hear today, but I'd love to hear about it? It's Eyes of Blue. Tell me a little bit about Eyes of Blue.
Eyes of Blue
before the babies
is when you love someone,
right?
And their demons take control of them,
right?
And you follow them down that rabbit hole.
Right.
And then they keep going.
Okay.
But you don't stop loving them. But you you never stop loving them. But
It can break your heart.
They can break your heart. They can go off into the mist and you can lose sight of them.
And you can't save them.
And you cannot save them because only they can save themselves.
Mm. Wonderfully put. Wonderfully put. We've been delighted to have Simon Bonney in studio with us. Look for the new album. It's called Past, Present, and Future. How can we find you online on social media?
Instagram.
Okay. He says that with a question mark.
I hate social media.
Yeah, I get it. No, I absolutely get it.
I just don't think, like, one thing I believe strongly in is, public dialogue.
Right.
And what is it, 64 characters, 100 and something characters?
No, that's Twitter. Though.
Twitter's good.
Twitter's the same thing.
I don't know how many characters. They raised it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You're allowed more outrage.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that you can really deal with complex issues in
You can make an inflammatory statement.
You can make inflammatory statements that can, that can be retweeted and then you can and have response.
Right. And respond
even more inflamed.
Enraged,
both for and against. I just don't think that they, promote public, dialogue.
I understand, and I get it, and I also think it's a great vehicle for your music. I really do.
And it is, and that's why Girly Action, who I work with, insisted on the Instagram, and I said, okay, that's great. you do it. No. They manage it.
They manage it.
I write all of the stuff that's there. That's all me.
Right.
But
someone
they
else
deal
does.
With the like. I find technology.
Right. No, I get it. I get it. You know,
problematic.
I become anxious when I log on. So log off.
Something happens to my phone. I hand it to my daughter and I say, hey, "Fix this for me." Yeah, I get it. I absolutely get it.
The Crime and the City Solution Facebook page is a good place to go to.
Thank you.
And if you
and Bronwyn runs that.
Okay.
Well, sometimes okay, when well, I no, get round to it,
you are the.
Yeah.
And again.
Oh well, me and Girly Action too. And also, you can find me under Bronwyn Bonnie or Bronwyn Adams on Facebook.
It's been a treat having you both in studio today. Thank you so much for coming today. Again, we've been live with Simon Bonnie. If you missed any portion of this, it'll be up on our Facebook, it'll be up on our website on the podcast page. Thank you again, both of you.